Our story today called Receiving with Love by Joseph Mazzella. My daughter had overbought several times over the last 6 months, so her food pantry was full, and she wasn't sure that she'd be able to eat all the stuff that she had left. So she asked me then to take 2 full boxes of dry goods to donate to the local food pantry. I was happy to do so and took them over. I was overwhelmed, though, by the enthusiasm, the joy, and the love with which her donation was received. The lack of donations, plus the high price of groceries, had hit the charity hard, and their shelves needed every donation they could get. We were thanked over and over, and as I drove home, I smiled as my mind went back to another time when we were the ones in need. Money was tight, my job barely paid the rent, and extra bills that month had cut into what we'd saved for the groceries. My next check was a week away, and we didn't have enough food to get us there. We went to a food pantry, and I watched our little kids playing outside while my wife took a box to fill up with food. I was worried, nervous, and scared. I'd never had to seek help like this before, and I just hoped it would be enough so our children wouldn't go hungry that week. My heart swelled with gratitude when my wife finally walked out with a smile on her face and a box filled with food in her arms. As we drove home, I silently prayed and thanked God for all the good people who'd given so that we would not go hungry. Our Heavenly Father created this great big round world for all of us to live on. It is one huge circle of love. Sometimes you are giving that love to others, and sometimes you're receiving that love from others. It's all the same, however, all one. It doesn't matter whether you're giving with love or receiving with love, as long as you're living with love. Take your place in the circle, then. Never be ashamed to receive a gift of love, and never be afraid to give a gift of love. That's what we're all here for. That's what life is all about. Hebrews 13:16, do not neglect to show good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.